Peyton Nichols, and I will be interviewing my grandfather, Dennis Parker. Today, I will be asking him questions about his life and how he came to live in Ventura. Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Can you tell me when you were born?
September 12th, 1947.
And where were you born?
In Long Beach, California.
What was happening during that period of time?
Well, combination of a lot of sports activity, but on September 12th, just coincidentally, Pittsburgh Pirate Ralph Kiner hit his record 8th home run in 4 games. Big stuff for back then, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, there were several constitutional and government enhancements applied at that time.
Hmm. Interesting. Who were you closest to when you were young?
Closest to my brother, Gary.
Yeah. What was he like?
He was a little spoiled, like some younger brothers can be. That was my impression. But he was a good kid, and he turned out to be a good adult. And he went on to work for the city of Long Beach, and then he became a firefighter in Inglewood, California, I believe, eventually.
Hmm. Do you have a favorite childhood memory you would like to share?
Well, one that I can relate to is we took a trip. My father had bought a 1955 turquoise Chevrolet wagon, and we took it to Las Vegas. And while we were driving there, a lightning storm was happening, and we were looking. We did not have a reservation, so we were looking for somewhere to stay, and a new song by a pretty popular singer at the time came on the radio, and it was Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis, and it kind of fit the part of the evening, and we were looking for a hotel, and as it turned out, it wasn't a heartbreak. It was a relief to get out of the wet car.
Yeah, I bet. What did you do after high school?
2 months after high school, I joined the Air Force. And pretty much at that point, my thinking was to do that rather than have the Army come knock on my door and say, "We need you." I wanted the Air Force to need me worse.
Yeah. Where were you stationed for the longest?
The longest permanent station was Phoenix, Arizona. It was Luke Air Force Base.
Hmm. How did you meet Grandma Carol?
After I got a job with the Edison Company, I worked in Alhambra District, and one of the guys I worked with, his girlfriend invited me to a Thanksgiving dinner over at Carol's house, which was in Santa Monica, her apartment. She and a girlfriend shared.
Hmm.
And we had a nice Thanksgiving day and chit-chatted. And before I knew it, we were calling her parents to say, "I think we're going to get married." And they were pretty happy. At least they were then.
When did you move to Ventura, and why?
We came here from Long Beach in 1976, and I was, again, working for the Edison Company, but there was an opening up in this area, and the job opening was actually in Thousand Oaks District, but the house we bought was here on Kachuma in Ventura, and we've been here, like I say, since December 18th of 76. And again, the job transfer is what put us here.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm guessing guessing that's why you stayed here?
I stayed here because, again, working with Edison all over the state, basically, it's about the best zip code in the zip code book, because it really, it's hard to appreciate other areas when you've been here for several years, because the community and the weather and just everything about it, it's more crowded than it was then. The sparse population was a bit of a jog back then too, but it's growing.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
You're welcome. Glad we got it together.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.